A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White, and today I'm joined by Jerry White, Technical SEO Director here at SiteViz. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jerry. Pretty good. Glad to see that the summer's come back.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
For one day. Getting the most from your demographics. Let's talk about that today.
Okay, so a question that came in from Twitter was basically around what can we do with the demographic information? Most people nowadays use Google Analytics, which is probably the most common analytics package. And by adding an extra line of code and adding a statement in your privacy statement, you can actually get a lot more information out of it. Not that many people are doing it, but when you do it, you can actually see just that little bit more information. Sometimes that little bit more information is actually really helpful. What you can see is the split between gender. So is it men, women, and age groups as well? And you can combine this information to kind of say, you know, what we want to see is who, what, and why are people doing it on the website.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we've been doing recently is looking into one of our clients quite extensively and discovering the fact that one particular age group, demographic, women of a certain age, that sounds wrong actually, but basically one demographic spends a lot more, one demographic visits a lot more. And so finding out this kind of information allows us to kind of like push back and ask the questions, why? Why are these people doing this differently? Mm. Can we set up different landing pages? If we optimize the landing page differently, what happens? And we can start to look across the site and find out what content and what products people are actually buying. So this kind of information is absolutely invaluable. We're really sort of starting to find that, you know, the more that we can get out of Google Analytics or any analytics package, the more we can find out. Previously, I've already talked about the fact that with Universal Analytics, you can actually put a lot more of your own information in. And this information can, of course, be combined with this extra demographic information. So you can kind of go, you know, people who book rooms in a hotel, what age group are they? Are they the same age group as we're expecting them to be? People that do one action or particularly complete a certain goal. Let's find out more about these people. And if are they the sort of the same people that are visiting the website across? We can start to kind of look at channels. Are people that use Instagram fitting in a certain age group or gender? People that are doing Facebook? And if we can get this information and push it back again, then we can actually answer a lot more questions from the marketing team. And it influences everything from the emails through to the, basically there's a lot of information that this can really influence.
Yeah. I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago about demographics and Google Analytics in particular. Just without getting too technical, how does Google actually work out who these people are? What's the sort of, from a high level, technology involved?
It is basically what you tell Google to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It uses something called a third-party cookie, and this is why you need to change your privacy statement, because you're actually using a different type of cookie than the normal first-party cookie. A first-party cookie looks at you browsing across your own website.
Yeah.
A third-party cookie can look at you browsing everything across the web. And this is kind of quite interesting for another reason, actually, which we'll come on into in a second. But basically, this will allow us to look at why people that are into computers, for instance, yeah, are they also coming to visit your website? You can sort of see all this kind of information. And so Google makes up this information from browsing, from your browsing history, and also explicitly what you tell Google. So if you do tell Google your age, you do tell Google your gender and all this other information, then Google can use this and tell basically people, companies, to then remarket to you. The other thing, as we mentioned, the fact that it's a third-party cookie allows you to take that data and actually remarket to these people. So because of the fact that Google's got all this data and knows exactly who you are, you can actually change your pay-per-click behavior, for instance. We can say that we don't just want to bid on this keyword, but we also want to bid on this keyword and to this market. And that really, really allows us to kind of improve our kind of penetration across certain demographics. This is much more along the pay-per-click stuff, which is not my expertise. I kind of tend to do the on-site analytics and SEO-related stuff. But we've been recently coordinating quite hard with the paid search team, who have been taking this information and kind of going, well, we can build a list. And if we kind of pay more for these people, our return on investment is significantly shifted in a positive way.
And just to clarify, Jerry, I know you said at the beginning, but just to get this to happen, you have to put an extra line in, don't you?
Absolutely. You basically add an extra line of code. Well, you don't even add an extra line of code. You change one line of code in your Google Analytics code.
Yeah.
It basically needs to be, instead of it loading up from Google's own server, you load it up from the DoubleClick server. Google owns DoubleClick, same company, but it's basically giving Google the ability to use the third-party cookies instead of the first-party cookies. If you're using Universal or the classic Google Analytics, it is literally just cutting and pasting over the top another line. It's very well explained on the Google website.
Fantastic.
The other thing, of course, you need to do is you need to kind of tell people that you're doing this. You can't really make these kind of changes without updating your cookie policy, your statement.
Yeah, because it's a little bit controversial, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're now enabling Google to basically track people across your website and the rest of the internet.
Mm.
So obviously there's that privacy implication if you're dealing with something very, very sensitive. In the UK, it's not as big an issue, but in Germany and other places, you have to be a lot more careful with this kind of thing, and you have to be a lot more specific within your privacy statements. You will get into trouble. I mean, we do things like randomizing IP addresses and similar stuff for the German markets if we are serving their markets.
Mm.
With Universal, one of the things that we have been doing is the extra dimensions and metrics that have been brought in. So we kind of combine information from what people are doing. Are they searching on the website? Are they doing certain things? And of course, all this information can be combined in with the demographic information that we've mentioned.
Mm.
One of the things that I would say is we generally don't use the Google Analytics interface for a lot of this data. What we do find is that when we use the API, we use Google Docs as much as anything, but when we use the data within the API, we can pull it out, push it out into a Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
And the graphs and the information that we can pull out of that make our life so much easier. We can kind of do cross-references with the age and the gender. We can do interests and that sort of thing. We haven't used the interest as much when we've been doing the marketing segments, but we have definitely been using the gender and the age a lot more to kind of bring that forward. Like I say, Excel and Google Analytics data in the API, it makes our life a lot more easy. We tend to do everything that way now.
Now, that's interesting. Just for our listeners that aren't so technical, API, of course, is a way of like getting information from something like Google Analytics sort of programmatically, isn't it? Rather than sort of going to the website, looking at the graphs, you can write a program to get that data, bring it down and do what you want with it.
The way we do it is we have plugins for Excel,
yeah,
which we don't tend to use as much as we could. What we tend to do is we use Google Docs, which has a nice little plugin, which if you click on add-ins on the menu bar,
yeah,
you can add in something for Google Analytics, and then you choose the references that you want. It's a bit challenging at first.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we do find is we kind of get unexpected results sometimes. But now that we've sort of mastered that, that's the way in which we pull everything down. When we're not doing like the conventional reporting stuff, when we're doing what you might call the analysis stuff, because we can get way more information that way.
So but basically Google spreadsheets can suck data in from your Google Analytics account.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
And we do that because we want to kind of get that raw data, not the version that Google gives us, but we want to choose the metrics, the dimensions and everything that we want to select. And then we kind of click the button and hopefully it comes out. We literally then just click download. And to be honest, I just put everything into pivot tables and hopefully get out the information that I want.
So if you're an expert at Excel, you can get some pretty good information, I would imagine.
We tend to find that even people who aren't experts in Excel can do this stuff now. It really is really quite easy. It just takes a bit of practice. We'll probably write a blog post on how we can do this better, actually, I think, rather than me trying to explain this over a podcast.
Jerry, you mentioned Universal. Just tell us what the difference in Universal and non-Universal is.
Okay. So Universal is what Google are pushing out as their latest version of Google Analytics. Mm-hmm. Universal is fantastic in that what they're basically saying is that you can pull in a lot more information as you want to push into the analytics data.
Mm.
One of the things that we've been doing is pushing in additional metrics and dimensions, everything from data coming in from a CRM through to information that basically comes in from external sources, classic example recently has been weather. People have been pushing that information in. The other thing is that they're trying to say that they've shifted away from visits and visitors to sessions and users. The idea behind the users means that you can include everybody in one user who is across device. This means that if they've gone from a web from a desktop PC to a tablet to a mobile, if you can link them up, you can consider them to be one single user.
You touched previously on landing page optimization. Can you just expand on that?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we do is we don't just look at the landing pages by sources. When we look at things like conversion rates and return on investment, we can also look at, instead of just like organic and pay-per-click, we can kind of go, right, is this meeting all the demographics? Is there a reason why one demographic is not converting? One demographic has got a very different average order value. And is this because the landing page can be optimized around that particular demographic to basically improve it? Great examples are if you're selling a product that only fits a sort of a different age range, why is it not? Or is there some way to kind of optimize for the age ranges that aren't converting?
Well, Jerry, thank you so much. That's really interesting information. So thanks for listening. It's sitevisibility.com/IM podcast is a place to go if you want to look at the show notes. Emails to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. If you want to leave a message or a question, then it's +44 1273 256 150. And of course, you can find us on iTunes. So it's goodbye from me, Andy White, and it's goodbye from
myself, Jerry White.
See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.